Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we have our NOLA Gold guest. Let's go ahead and step away and come back and talk to – actually, you know what? We'll keep it here. We'll bring him in right now. Ross Depperschmidt, NOLA Rugby Center, joining us. Ross, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Did I get your last name correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Depperschmidt.
Okay, how long have you been playing rugby?
So I've been playing since 2012, my freshman year in college at the University of Alabama.
Okay, and your position is your position is center. So what is a center?
So I play center / wing, kind of a bit of a hybrid. So in rugby, you know, you got your 8-4s, which are the big guys that do the scrums and everything, kind of comparable to your offensive, defensive linemen, or front seven in football. And then you have the back line, which is kind of more like the skill position players in football, which is the positions 10 through 15, or that includes the center and wing as well. So I'm kind of out in the back line of the smaller, faster guys.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at your height and weight. 6 foot, 215 pounds, so I would imagine you can move a little bit.
Yes, sir, yeah.
So what got you into rugby?
So I played, just all the American sports growing up, like baseball, football, basketball, and got to college, University of Alabama, just went there in an academic scholarship, but, decided I wanted to still compete in something and found my way to the rugby field for the club team there, and just instantly kind of fell in love with it, the camaraderie and the culture, and it has the same aspects of the physicality as football and, the brotherhood and everything. And, immediately after playing that first game and first practice, you fall in love with it immediately.
You were voted best teammate by your teams. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's an honor, of course. Just try to be, a positive influence always in the locker room and always do that for each other. We have so many outstanding characters, too, in that room. So, it's truly humbling to receive that honor voted on by the teammates year after year, because there's so many deserving prospects for it.
Ross Depperschmidt, center for NOLA Gold Rugby, and you came in for a tryout, and now you're in the regular rotation, and you're praised for your great work ethic. Is that something that you take pride in, is your work ethic?
100%, yeah. Hang my hat on that for sure. It's kind of a necessity being in the position I'm at. All these guys are very skilled and been playing, especially most of the foreign players. Started playing rugby when they're younger, like 3 or 4 or 5 years old, playing in their respective homelands. And so, I was kind of behind the curve, only learning the game when I was 18. So I kind of had to have that drive and, the constant work, every day to him or, on the skills, what have you, just to keep up with everybody. And obviously got me to where I'm at today, and got to keep doing it to see how far it can get me.
How much have you learned at the professional level?
Oh, so much. You can get away with it playing, kind of club and collegiate in the States, but just being kind of a good athlete and a good runner with the ball. But you get here and you learn from the likes of, like the Robbie Coleman's on our team and Carl Meyer and obviously, Kane Thompson and Taylor Howden, Carlos Spencer, our coaching staff, just have a wealth of knowledge, been around the game for, decades. And, they can impede all their knowledge on you. And obviously, it's a huge benefit to have them around. Learning all the different schemes and the strategies behind it, it's been awesome.
Yeah, look, New Orleans loves winners of any kind, and they love their sports teams that represent them. What's the community been like when you bump into them and they know that you're a NOLA Gold rugby player? What's the reaction?
Yeah, it's incredible. Obviously, the first year here, I had the opportunity to go to do a Saints game, and that was electric. I'm from Dallas originally, so I'm a Cowboys fan, admittedly. But get here.
Oh, you're glad. You better be glad my co-host isn't on today. My co-host, we would not like hearing that.
Yeah, I understand completely. No, but you can just tell it's a different atmosphere here. You know, the culture of the whole city's behind it. You know, for the football team, and we kind of have a carryover to the rugby game too. You know, you get out there early, 3 or 4 hours early. The guys are out tailgating and there's the music going, the food cooking, and everything. And then they bring that energy into the stadium. And from the players' perspective, you know, we really feed off that because you know they're wild, they're chanting. You know, when we're having a maul or a scrum. And obviously it lifts us up quite a bit. And haven't had the results necessarily this year in the win-loss department as we have the last couple of years. But hopefully that's something we fix moving forward.
2 weeks left in the season. What do you take away from the season in the final two games?
Yeah. So it's been a bit frustrating, like I was just referencing in the win-loss department. You know, we've shown flashes of brilliance, and we just haven't had the ability to consistently put, you know, 80 minutes of a solid game together all year. So hopefully – you know, those last 2 weeks, we're going against two of the top teams in our division in the East, in New England and Atlanta. And so, you know, we want to go out on a high note, of course. And hopefully, you know, last week against Atlanta, kind of our biggest rivalry is we have the opportunity, hopefully, to spoil their playoff dreams and hopes. So that's the goal right now.
Thank you so much for the time, and good luck the final 2 weeks of the season.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
All right, you too. Ross Depperschmidt, NOLA Gold Rugby Center.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.